Following the accident last Friday on Mine Creek Road that injured six Mitchell High School football players, the community is coming together to show their support. Two players remain in serious condition after the truck they and four other teammates were riding in crashed. Frank Ferboni with News 13 has more.
At Mitchell High, students made cards and collected donations for the Boys of Fall, showing their support for the injured players.
We have these folders that they're going to get when they get out of surgery.
Thomas Phillips and Austin Franklin were seriously hurt last Friday afternoon, thrown from the back of this truck when it was run off the road. Two other passengers among the six football players riding in the truck were also hurt.
We were riding down the road, you know, having a good time.
Ryan Sparks was in the front passenger seat. He says he and his teammates were on their way to Johnson City to see a movie on this curvy road when two cars came heading straight for them.
We had to veer off into the ditch a little bit, and we hit a culvert and just turned sideways and started flipping. That's all about I remember.
The Highway Patrol says it's now looking for the drivers of those other vehicles, people who may have no idea they even caused an accident. The football team's tragedy comes as the school prepares for this Friday's season opener.
It's been really rough.
The coach says the team may have lost a few players, but it's gained the entire community's support.
Thank God we got, you know, they're alive and they're getting healthy every day, so it's pulled the team closer together. Gave our season a little more purpose. You know.
Fundraising efforts are now underway to help defray the injured players' medical costs.
It hits hard when it's kids that you've had in class that you've known since they were little, especially with it being one of our own faculty members' son. It definitely tugs at your heartstrings.
The coach expects to see lots of T-shirts, banners, and supporters at this Friday's opener against Swain. Anyone wanting to help the players can contact Mitchell High School office.
That's News 13's Frank Ferboni. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.